Okay, well, that's the end of the topics for agenda items, so we'll shift into non-agenda, and next up is John Peavy.
Once again, thanks for coming and spending the time to hear folks' opinions. I'm presently, among other things, the president of Trailing of the Sheep, where about a month ago we brought some 30,000 people to town to spend some money and help the local economy. I'd like to talk about our inability to shed lamb in southern Idaho, and our operation is changing over very successfully, except for the predation, to range lambing. Range lambing is you take your drop and you have some lambs, and then you move the drop that hasn't lambed half mile, quarter mile, and you have these little bunches scattered across the landscape. We used to do it on our private lands up close to the Littlewood Reservoir, and we had a lot of trouble with wolf depredation. And the wolf project that you've heard so much about tonight, talking about how successful it's been, it was an absolute failure to help protect our range lambing operation. So as a consequence, we moved that operation down to the middle of a big BLM block.
I'm going to just give your mic a little bit. So.
And that has kind of, we've sort of separated the wolves from the animals. But the depredation is really serious. The folks that are bragging about it don't really know. They kicked us out of the operation, so our 10 lambs and 10 ewes at 1 year won't show up in the category. In addition, the BLM has now adopted a policy that you can't put even a temporary corral. One of the practices that the wolf people were advocating is a fladry, an enclosure where you put the animals in a fence overnight, and the BLM won't let you do that now without serious studies, and it takes some staff work. And anyway, there's some real problems with the wolves. Appreciate your management, and the wolf people can't help our range lambing operation. I think with the cost of alfalfa hay and that we are faced with in shed lambing, that we're going to have to move more and more to range lambing. On ravens, years ago there was a study that started at Kamaima, fishing game, and they moved across that desert, I think, for 3 years. And I talked to them at the carry end of the big desert down there, and it was ravens, ravens, ravens. Ravens have a lot of things going for them that they never used to have in the olden days. You know, there's a roadkill, there's a dumps, there's a carcasses and so forth. So that I would love to see you do some, at least some research in areas, and I know you're trying to do that, and I would keep on. Anyway, the depredation of the wolf thing is,
John,
a lot different than what you heard tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.